This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by our expert when it comes to lubrication. He's a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience, and he's always giving us all kinds of great advice. That's right, Dan Watson from the lubepage.com is standing by, ready to take your calls at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, or if you prefer, you can write Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. danwatson@thelubepage.com. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines, contributor lines, and bring forth the man himself. Here he is, Mr. Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. Hi there, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing well. Good to be back on the show again in a live format.
Absolutely. Always best to be back on live. But there's been a couple of things bubbling around the automotive world in recent times, and including the unveiling to the media and to a select group of folks, the 2020 Corvette, Dan.
Yeah, I wanted you to tell us all about that a little bit here to open up the show, because that's pretty pretty big deal. I've heard a lot of good press, shall we say, coming across my computer screen, so I thought I'd get the real information and see what you found out about it.
Well, it is definitely it was a fantastic event that they held at a former Air Force base in California. They rented the facility for its size and for the use of a humongous hangar. There's no other way to put it, but they brought in people from not only the automotive journalist world, but they also brought in factory workers from the Bowling Green factory. They also brought in a lot of Corvette aficionados and experts in various realms, and a lot of Corvette owners were in attendance as well. And there was just about every type of Corvette imaginable on display at this event, and it all led up to the unveiling of what has got to be, you know, the world's biggest secret. And the world's biggest secret has been that General Motors has been working very hard on a mid-engine version of the Corvette. We've seen it teased over the years. In the more than 60-year history of the Corvette, there have been at least four different mid-engine concept vehicles, and we have seen a lot of spy shots floating around of this vehicle going through testing. So it wasn't a groundbreaking surprise that Chevrolet and Corvette decided to do it. It's the fashion in which they've come through, and I'm nothing but impressed with the folks at Chevrolet and the Corvette team. I mean, they had a difficult assignment. Taking an American iconic vehicle like the Corvette and turning it into more of a mid-engine exotic car was something that had me worried. I was worried that the value equation, which has always been part of the Corvette lineage, would be kind of lost. I kind of expected the new Corvette to sticker somewhere around the same price as Audi's mid-engine R8, about $125,000 to $130,000. I expected a higher performance variance to cost even more. more, and I expected them to come through with a base model at a little below $100,000. But Mark Royce, the president of General Motors, a gentleman whose dad was also president of GM, and Mark's a true car guy, and he's the guy that drove the car out on the stage and got out of the vehicle, and here is the car, and it is in mid-engine form. It looks like a Corvette. It looks like an exotic car, but the big surprise is the entry-level Corvette will come with a base sticker price of less than $60,000, which nobody really expected them to pull that off, especially because they've improved the powertrain. It keeps its conventional pushrod V8, as many other manufacturers, including Ford, have gone to double overhead cams and four-valve cylinder heads. The Corvette continues to soldier on with a 6.2-liter overhead valve, two-valve per cylinder overhead valve design. And in this particular case, when equipped with a sport exhaust system, it cranks out a standard 595 horsepower. The transmission is only one variant, and it's not a manual gearbox. It's the first time in history that the Corvette is not offered with a manual gearbox. It's the first time in history that the Corvette is offered with a dual-clutch automatic. The present-day C7 Corvette has got a very well-done traditional 8-speed automatic transmission as well as a 7-speed manual gearbox, but they've put that aside and brought this new transmission into the mix, and the performance numbers speak for themselves. 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. Now,
oh my goodness,
who would ever believe that?
As I being shot out of a cannon.
That's right. I mean, that's the kind of numbers that you only get from really high-end, super exotic, super expensive vehicles like the multi-million-dollar Bugatti Veyron and its multi-million-dollar successor. Or we've seen some other very exotic vehicles from McLaren and Porsche take electric power and harness it with a traditional overhead valve engine and come up with about 1,000 horsepower, and those vehicles can do 0 to 60 in the twos. But this vehicle does not have all-wheel drive. It is still rear-wheel drive, and I expect it to develop to have some pretty decent fuel economy numbers, because this overhead valve V8 continues to use a variable displacement design, which the current Corvette has as well. And that means when you don't have your foot into the loud pedal, the accelerator, it runs on four cylinders. And it does so seamlessly, flipping back and forth from four to eight cylinders. And the interior design, I haven't had an opportunity to completely dissect it yet, but it has definitely gone to a more upscale look and very driver-centric, reminding me a little of the fourth generation Corvette in the way that the driver's cockpit is just that. It's really centered around the driver, and it's interesting that all the instrumentation on the Corvette is digital. I remember back in 1984, that was the case when the fourth generation Corvette came out, and many journalists complained about it and yearned and wanted the return to conventional gauges, and the fifth and sixth generation Corvettes did just that. But We're the eighth generation. It goes all digital, and that doesn't surprise me at all. But it's a looker, and it's a performer, and that just scratches the surface of what is just an amazing tip of the hat to the folks at the Bowtie, at Chevrolet, and the Corvette team, Dan.
Wow. Good report.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop and then more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today. It's Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of theloopage.com, and we talked a little bit about the 2020 Corvette. We'll have more on the Corvette next week. We hope to have a representative from Chevrolet on the broadcast, so you can look forward to that. But right now, we're going to talk about lubrication and talk about buying AMSOIL Factory Direct as a preferred customer. Dan, I understand you're getting some good response to this, and I'm very happy to hear that.
Well, Bob, we talk week in and week out about the advantages of a good, high-quality synthetic, of which I believe AMSOIL fits that bill. We're not saying it's the only oil out there you can buy, but today it's kind of tough to make sure you're getting what you're paying for. So I can assure all our listeners from my professional status as a certified lubrication specialist from the STLE, not from AMSOIL, that these products are, they're the real McCoy. You get what you pay for. It's not this, some of this stuff that's in the marketplace that drives me crazy. Now, this preferred customer program, the people that have already contacted me and been in touch and bought products, they're just delighted with how this works out, because you're able to order online or buy an 800 number or even call me and order through me if you want to. But what it does, it gives you this factory direct situation where you can buy at considerable discount. It's a 25 to 30% off the normal internet prices that you see. So it's just a good deal for you. And with this new, let's just call it benefit that AMSOIL has provided, that if you purchase $100 worth of product in this manner, they'll ship it to you freight free, no shipping cost. So it's, you just go online, place your order, save a bunch of money, and it gets shipped to your door for nothing. I mean, there's not a better deal than that. So I'm encouraging people to take advantage. I'm giving away a free, what they call trial membership. It's 6 months of this membership, so you can see if you like it. If you like it, you'll renew it. If you don't like it, you won't. So it's that simple. I'm betting on the fact that you buy these products and you're going to fall in love with them and you'll continue. I've got folks that came into this preferred customer program for me. They've been with me for 28 years. And wow. So what I can say is it works, it saves you money, the products do what they say they'll do, and I got a whole lot of happy customers. So just go to thelubepage.com and fill out the information, or send me an email to danwatson@thelubepage.com, or call me at 800-370-2986. You don't have to buy anything to sign up for this preferred customer program. You don't have to make an order. You just have to let me know you want to do it, and we'll set you up. Then I think you'll be ready to make an order when you see the savings and you see the quality of the product. So I didn't know this was going to be quite so popular with our listeners out there, but since there are many people taking advantage of it, I just want the other folks to know, hey, I'm still giving the free membership. So if you're interested, get in touch with me. We'll make it happen. And then one of the added benefits is that when you go to use these products and you've come in under me or through me, however you want to look at that, you get my expertise to give you the advice on what's the best product for the application that you're trying to do. So, hey, that comes free for being a preferred customer in my organization. So we'll let it drop at that. Now, Bob, you know, last week I started talking about some technology, some topics, because people hear this stuff bantered around all the time. And one of the things that, hey, you know, I toot my horn a little bit. An awful lot of people that I deal with tell me that I'm able a lot of times to simplify things so they can understand technical things that buffaloes them. So I'm trying to take a little bit of time here on the radio and explain some of these, some of this technology that's being used. We talked about turbochargers last week. And I don't want to go back into that because I want to move on to the next topic, which is about the gasoline direct injected engines. Okay, that's another piece of technology that's on top of us right now. And most people can see the thing where it says GDI. They may just not know what GDI means, so that's what we're going to talk about. But I would finish up on that turbo technology, though, just to make sure, because part of the reason I explain how this stuff works is because in some cases you really need to understand that you need top quality lubrication to protect this new technology. And those turbos, as we discussed in the last show, they have one wheel, if you will, in the exhaust system, and one on the side that is blowing the air in from the intake into the engine. And they have a common shaft. And that one in the exhaust can get really hot because it's taking advantage of all that waste heat coming out the exhaust. That's where it gets its energy to turn that the blades that are in that exhaust path, which is connected to a shaft, which then turns the blades, which act as a compressor or fan to jack up the pressure and jam the air into the engine. But it gets really hot. And so you have to have lubrication that can make sure that you keep the bearings for the turbo just running on forever. And it's really not a good idea to drive a turbocharged car around with standard conventional petroleum oil. It's just not a good idea. The one petroleum oil can be refined, calmed. You can do anything you want to talk about to it, but you can't change its physical characteristic that it has upper limits of temperature. But when you move to a high-quality synthetic, you can raise those temperatures considerably up. I mean, with AMSOIL, the intermittent operating range for AMSOIL is as high as 450 degrees. So you can do a lot to give added protection for that turbo by running a high-quality synthetic oil. Now, I say high-quality because there's a lot of synthetics out there that wouldn't be much different than the petroleum when it comes to temperature range. So be careful on that aspect. And if you need help on making sure you get the right thing for your turbo, then again, contact me and we'll give you the advice that you need. So turbos, that's behind us now. And we're going to move on to gasoline direct injected engines. And I know we've got about, maybe 3 or 4 minutes to the break. So we'll kind of get started on it and then carry over into the next segment. But
sure.
Gasoline direct injected. Why do we even go to such a big title? Well, because direct injection has usually been reserved for our diesel engines. That's where you get. And what direct injection means is that the injector is located in the actual cylinder where the compression is going to take place. We have typically in gasoline engines always put the source of fuel in the intake air system in some manner. A carburetor, you would have all the air coming through the throat of the carburetor, and we would have jets where we would put fuel into that airstream. And we even did things, as you know, Bob, up to our age growing up, high-rise manifolds and everything else. Well, what was the purpose of a high-rise manifold with a carburetor? Well, the purpose was you gave a little longer for that fuel to turbulently mix into that air so that you had a real good fuel-air mixture when it was came through the intake valve into the cylinder. So I hear music in the background, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll take a quick pit stop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket ship built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company thundered away from Earth with two Americans on board, ushering in a new era of commercial space travel and putting the U.S. back in the business of launching astronauts into orbit from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade.
Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed. Bob and Doug.
After a smooth 19-hour flight, NASA's Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken docked with the space station.
Yeah, now that hard capture is complete, so that's confirmation of those 12 latches to create that airtight seal. Now that's complete, the umbilicals from the station side will interface with the Dragon vehicle umbilicals, and that'll provide power and communications through space station directly to Dragon.
This is USA Radio News. Almost every mid to large-sized U.S. city saw violent protest and rioting for a fifth straight night, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City stands as one example as police there made over 100 arrests after trash cans and dumpsters were set on fire and around a dozen police vehicles were burned. This peaceful protester there was commending cops for staying on the job despite the dangers they faced and managing to still show restraint.
I can't imagine what it's like to be, especially an officer of color, because for me, I have family that officers of color, and I understand the dilemma.
Officials across the U.S. South are scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans to the coronavirus. More than 70 counties were surveyed, and most of them said that they're still solidifying plans for public hurricane shelters. In Georgia, south of Savannah, Emergency Management Director Ty Popple said evacuations during the pandemic would be a nightmare, worrying about social distancing at shelters and on buses. Hurricane season officially starts Monday, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Much for joining me here today. Dan Watson is with us as usual at this time each and every week. He joins us on great radio stations across North America and around the world at GCNlive.com. And last week we were talking about turbocharged technology, and the fact of the matter is that Dan has outlined the fact that if you're driving a turbocharged engine, you owe it to that engine. You owe it to yourself. You need to be using special lubrication. And now we're talking about direct injected gasoline engine technology and a little bit about the lubrication side of that. And, of course, so we also should talk about clean diesel engine technologies as well. But direct injection gasoline engines are becoming more and more commonplace, Dan.
Well, they produce excellent power. And so, you know, we're looking always for how to get the most efficient use of that gasoline fuel. And so in these direct injected engines, you can precisely control the amount of fuel that is mixed with the air, and that's the whole object. If you have more fuel than you have oxygen in the air, you will have unburned fuel. If you have less fuel than you have oxygen in the air. You'll be running what they call lean, and you won't make as much power, and you will have wasted an opportunity because you don't have enough oxygen, okay? So it goes back to that simple theory, Bob, that if you're going to have an internal combustion engine, you need to have fuel, air, / oxygen, and then you have to have compression and ignition. And that's how you run a four-stroke engine with gasoline. So we're just always trying to improve the ways to do that. And from the what's called normal aspirated or a carburetor, sucking the air in and putting fuel in it, that's worked pretty well for a long time, and it still can work pretty well. People don't need to think that you can't have very sophisticated, Rochester and Holley carburetors that will do an incredible job. But the thing is, we're trying now to figure out how, with the help of computer systems, of how to perfectly manage the fuel-air mixture and get the maximum power and the maximum efficiency all at the same time. And so that's a difficult thing, but new technology makes it possible to make a run at that. So that's why these direct injected engines are popular right now, is because they're producing more power and they're getting better efficiency than their predecessors. Now, since we put that injector in the cylinder, though, there are some things that we have to understand. And one of those is that all the years in the diesel community, they have always had a goal of attaining, let's just say, perfect leak-proof injectors that never leak anything and perfectly inject and do everything they're supposed to do. And the technology in that is unbelievable, but it's still a challenge. It's always a challenge. Well, on the gasoline side, we don't run the pressures in the injectors that they run on the diesel side. And so we're back in kind of the early stages where we do have extra fuel that leaks, and we do have some fuel dilution that takes place in that engine. We'll get some fuel into the oil, some gasoline into the oil. So almost, I don't think you can find a direct injected gasoline engine that doesn't still call for a 30-weight oil. A lot of people ask me, well, you know, I have a Toyota, and it takes 20-weight oil, but then I have this other direct injected vehicle, and it's back up to a 30. Why is that? Why aren't they all using 20-weight oils for these new cars? And the answer is because you have to assume, with a little bit of fuel contamination in that direct injected gasoline engine, that you might thin the oil just a little bit in the crankcase. So you keep a 30-weight in to make sure that you wouldn't thin it below a 20-weight, and you'll still be protected. If you started with a 20 and you got much fuel dilution and you took it out the bottom of the 20, you could be down to a 16 or a 12, and you might be pushing your luck on having good lubrication at that level in that particular engine. So anyway, with this direct injected, again, just to kind of review it for our listeners, don't be afraid of the direct injected engine. They're good, they're powerful, but how they work is a little different with that injector sitting in the cylinder, not up in the airstream or a throttle body like a carburetor. So injectors can get dirty. The actual tip of the injector. You want the tip of the injector to be pristine clean so that you get a nice, what they call, puff of fuel into the cylinder, not raw droplets dropping in. So how do you do that? Well, over time, you do need to run a good cleaner, a fuel system cleaner. AMSOIL makes one called Performance Improver, but these cleaners can make sure the tip of those injectors are good and clean and that they're performing to the efficiency that they were designed to do. But at the same time, in those direct injected engines, since you don't have any of this cleaner coming in through the airstream, the intake valve that opens to allow the fuel air mixture in a lot of cars that aren't direct injected, there's no fuel coming in across that valve, so you can't clean those intake valve the same way we could when the fuel was coming in with the air across that intake valve, and you could put a cleaner in and clean the intake valve. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So people sometimes have to take them back to the dealership for about a $200 service, maybe at 80,000 miles or so, because they start losing some compression because those intake valves start to get dirty on the back seat and they don't seal as well as they should. So just something to know that you might have to get done. A lot of places are set up to do it. It's a fairly routine cleaning project that they do. And if your car seems to be losing some fuel economy and losing a little bit of power, that could be where you need to start to look, because it could be that it just needs to be cleaned. And there's no other way to clean it than one of these professional services that they provide. You can keep the injector clean with the fuel cleaner that you put in the tank, but you can't keep the intake valve clean. So now, what else on these direct injected? Well, simply, sometimes they are actually mixing a direct injected and a turbo in the same package, okay? There you, my best advice is you use the very best 30-weight oil that you can buy, because if that oil is getting thinned a little bit with gasoline and you're still protecting the turbo with it, you better make sure you have a lot of reserve protection, because if you thin a little gasoline in some of these weaker oils, the lubricating quality goes down quickly, and all of a sudden you got a turbo bearing that's not getting the proper lubrication. So be careful with that and make sure that you use top quality 30-weight oil in a direct injected gasoline engine that also is turbocharged or supercharged. So you know, the technology moves on, and I'm impressed with the gasoline direct injected engines. I'm not surprised that they have a little bit of fuel leakage, and I'm not surprised that they've discovered they can't clean the intake valve. I would be surprised if I found out that they didn't know that was going to be the case. You can't tell me that the engineers that put this thing together didn't know that was going to be the case after these engines got on the road, because, I mean, it's just, you couldn't not know that because of what you're doing to the design, and also the fact that I'm sure a lot of the people involved in the injectors made for these gasoline direct injected engines are the same people who work over on the side of the design and the specifications for diesel injectors. So they know the injector. And, you know, people say, well, why the difference? A little less excited about trying to raise gasoline to in injectors to 25,000 pounds like you do diesel PSI. I mean, you might have some auto combustion going off with gasoline as you're trying to raise pressures that high. So I don't think anybody's going to want to run around raising fuel pressure that high in gasoline as being the medium.
Very well said, Dan. When we take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about engine technology and lubrication. And I got to quickly look up, see what kind of oil the 2020 Corvette requires. We'll do that and more straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNLive.com. Dan Watson is with us, the gentleman with the wonderful website, thelubepage.com. And we've been talking about all kinds of technology and lubrication here on the show. And Dan is also extending his offer of buying AMSOIL Factory Direct as a preferred customer. And we've had a couple of people send me some emails on that. Dan, why don't we make sure and give out your direct phone number and contact information so that folks can take advantage of this great offer?
Yes, Bob. Easy to get in touch with me. You know, my name is Dan Watson. So my email is danwatson@thelubepage.com. And that's also the website, which is thelubepage.com. So you can go there and contact me, or you can send me an email direct, or what a number of these people is kind of surprising me a little, but a number have chosen to call me at 800-370-2986. Bob, you mentioned the Lube page. I do want to just kind of announce to people that I just posted a new magazine article on my website, which is talking about, we've talked here on the air some about these I call them fraudulent synthetic oils, these yes. glorified petroleum. So I've written a detailed article that's on that webpage, the Lube page, under magazine articles. You go to the Learn button, click on that. There's a drop-down menu of videos or magazine articles. Click on magazine articles, and you'll find that new magazine article is there. It's detailed, and it's specific, and it'll give you the exact information I've been talking about, and you can read over it two or three times if you want to really understand it. And then, of course, ask me questions. You can send me a question about that. Make me prove my point if you need to, whatever you'd like. But I'll be putting more of that type of information on that website. And I've also started a blog on the website where I will be putting weekly tidbits on there just for people who have an interest in looking at lubrication issues, fuel, filters, you know, the kind of things that we talk about here in this particular segment of Auto World Radio.
Very good, Dan. Did a little quick look up here on the Corvette that we talked about at the top of the hour, the 2020 Corvette. It's got an LT2 6.2-liter V8 engine with variable valve timing, direct injection, and active fuel management, which is a fancy way of saying cylinder deactivation. In recent years, GM has been using Mobil 1 in the Corvette, but this time around, they're specifying perhaps this is the GM variant or version of that same oil. It's Dexos, D-E-X-O-S 2, and it's 0W40 synthetic. So does that surprise you, Dan?
No, the 40 doesn't, and here's why. I knew when you were going to come back to this topic, it'd give me an opportunity to explain this to our listeners. When you're dealing with these high-performance engines, there's a specific test that oil has to meet the requirements of the manufacturer. GM would say, okay, we need this particular performance, and it turns out you probably have to go up to a 40 weight oil to get it. Here's what it is. It's called high temperature, high shear. Now, what that means is they do a test at 1800 RPM and about 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And the way this test is, it's on a rotating member, and then they use a really fancy hoodoo measuring device, which can actually measure using a light meter the thickness of the oil film that's on that rotating bearing. So high temperature, high shear says, hey, if you're up at these advanced temperatures and running at a higher RPM, just how much viscosity is left on the rotating member? And the manufacturer, like GM, or they have the same worry when they do the Viper and the, you know, all these high performance, either Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. And that's why you see there's a number of these vehicles that have gone back to 40, and even I think might be the Dodge, the Viper, one of them anyway, it's a 50 weight oil, and I think the Mustang, the latest really high performance Mustang, is a 5W50 is required in that one. And the reason is you just have a hard time getting that high temperature, high shear up to the numbers that they want with a lighter weight oil. It's just hard to do it. And so they want to protect that engine. So instead of dropping to a 20 weight oil like everybody else is doing, they're going the other direction because you just said it earlier, 500 and something horsepower coming out of this 6.2-liter engine. You better have something in there with some high temperature, high shear protecting that. And the Dexos requirement, this is important for people to hear this. Why does GM have a Dexos? Because the manufacturers of regular oil have become so unreliable on having enough of a robust additive package that GM considers a lot of the oils out in the marketplace wouldn't provide adequate protection even for the Chevy whatever, you know, the station wagon if they still got one. So in other words, yeah. GM came out with Dexos to protect their cars because they're not satisfied that the API classification, like the current SN rating or SN Plus, guarantees enough of a robust additive package to actually give the anti-wear and the protection that they want in the oil. So their Dexos requirement coupled with a full synthetic 0W40, they're telling you for that Corvette, hey, pay attention. You need quality lubrication to protect this engine. And we're trying to tell you the very minimum that you need to do it. And that's why when we talked earlier and I said, you got high performance, you got a turbo, or you got 500 something horsepower, what you need to do is do your due diligence, and even in the synthetics, go find the highest quality performance that you can buy, because you cannot pay too much money for lubricant for that type of an engine. Anything you short yourself on that, that engine stands to have intermittent wear. You'll never know it, because it'll just be when the lubrication breaks down, and it'll keep going, but it will have caused some wear. And eventually down the road, you'll find compression has dropped off, rings have been worn down, you'll hear it starting to knock because the clearance and the bearings have gotten worn out, because the bearings themselves have worn down some. I mean, it's just, there's no future in poor lubrication, especially for high performance engines. That's why that 40 weight is, you just got to do it. You got to use that level of 40 weight oil and not be thinking, well, so I'll just put the same 30 weight that I put in my other Chevy. You can't do it. You got to use the high quality stuff. And, you know, we're talking about the Corvette this time, and we'll flesh it out for the rest of it, but we'll probably do this thing where at the beginning of the show, over for the next several shows, we'll do the next time, we'll do, let you explain the beauty of the latest powerful Mustang, and then do a Viper on the next one or something, because these things are so incredible. They're just amazing to talk about, because I don't know where these guys are going. Can they keep getting more advanced and more advanced? It's like, we're a long ways from the Model A, fellas. You have really outdone yourself. I mean, some of these cars are just so incredibly technological masterpieces that they're producing. And what I say to folks out there is, hey, you got to move forward with the technology and put masterful, wonderful, new, technologically advanced lubricants in these masterfully wonderful, advanced machines that you're driving. You just have to step up to it. It's like, even with tires, I don't think they're driving yesterday's tires on that new Corvette. You know?
That's a fact. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can't, because you could, but you'd be in the ditch. You would never make it to 60 in 3 seconds. You'd be off in the ditch because you had such lousy tires on it that it would start, you know, fishtailing, and off you'd shoot to one side. You got, if you're going to walk the walk, you got to, well, let's put it the other way. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. Meaning, you got this vehicle, now you're going to have to do with it what you do. You can't use substandard anything when you have such a powerful vehicle that you're sitting in. And you've driven a lot of these powerful things, Bob. I've not been in the seat like you have. You know what a marvelous piece of technology they are to be able to sit in the seat and take off in those things.
Oh, absolutely. And as you say, Dan, it's amazing the engineers, that the technology that we've seen unfold over the last several years, even 5 years, is just absolutely mind-boggling, and just tremendous respect for all those great engineers working on these products. In the meantime, why don't we give out your telephone number one more time for folks?
800-370-2986. Call me. Set up your preferred customer membership. It's free.
There it is. He's Dan Watson for thelubepage.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Rusty the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.